March 14, safe in every storm, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Hebrews 6, 19 and 20. Hope has been set before us, even the hope of eternal life. Nothing short of this blessing for us will satisfy our Redeemer. But it is our part to lay hold upon this hope by faith in Him who has promised. We may expect to suffer, for it is those who are partakers with Him in His sufferings who shall be partakers with Him in His glory. He has purchased forgiveness and immortality for the sinful, perishing souls of men. But it is our part to receive these gifts by faith. Believing in Him, we have this hope as an anchor of the soul, sure and steadfast. We are to understand that we may confidently expect God's favor not only in this world but in the heavenly world, since He has paid such a price for our salvation. Faith in the atonement and intercession of Christ will keep us steadfast and immovable amid the temptations that press upon us in the church militant. Let us contemplate the glorious hope that is set before us and by faith lay hold upon it. We gain heaven not through our own merits, but through the merits of Jesus Christ. Let your hope not be centered in yourself, but in Him who has entered within the veil. Talk of the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is true that we are exposed to great moral peril. It is true that we are in danger of being corrupted. But this danger threatens us only as we trust in self and look no higher than our own human efforts. In doing this, we shall make shipwreck of faith. In Christ, our hope of eternal life is centered. Our hope is an anchor to the soul, both sure and steadfast, when it entereth into that within the veil. For the tempest-tossed soul becomes a partaker of the divine nature. He is anchored in Christ. Amid the raging elements of temptation, he will not be driven upon the rocks or drawn into the whirlpool. His ship will outride the storm.